with Empire KVCR News. I'm Shereen Awad. FarmSense, a startup founded at UC Riverside, has been invited to compete in a global pitch competition, the Extreme Tech Challenge, to be held in Paris, France this June. 35 startups from around the world, selected from 1,500 global applicants, will pitch world-leading venture capitalists and corporate leaders to vie for the opportunity to raise up to $10 million in funding. FarmSense is an agricultural smart trap using optical sensor technology to monitor insects in the fields. FarmSense's patented algorithm captures flying insect signals from the field and transmits this categorized data, along with environmental information, allowing early detection to reduce pesticide use and increase crop yields. The company's potential to improve global environmental sustainability so impressed judges at the 2020 UC Startup Pitch Showcase, hosted at the 5th Annual Global Corporate Venturing and Innovation Summit in Monterey, California, that judges from Extreme Tech Challenge included them among the finalists who will advance to the Paris competition. Over 100,000 tech leaders are expected to attend the final competition at Viva Technology, Europe's largest tech conference. California's health insurance exchange saw a spike in enrollment this season. It may be tied to a new state requirement that everyone carry insurance or face a penalty. Cap Radio's Sammy Keola has more on the covered California numbers and a deadline extension for signups.
If you've been putting off getting health insurance, Covered California is giving people until April 30th to enroll in a plan, but you must sign up before the end of March to escape the penalty. If you sign up in April, you'll pay a fine on your 2021 taxes. Covered California saw a 41% increase in signups since last enrollment season. Executive Director Peter Lee says that was the goal.
The penalty's on the books, but no one wants the money. We want that to be the economic nudge to get people to get coverage.
Governor Gavin Newsom did originally pitch the penalty as a revenue raiser that would help support new subsidies for people who struggle to afford insurance. In the meantime, the state is already providing that aid. Covered California has put millions into advertising the penalty, but still, more than half of uninsured residents don't know about it, according to a December survey. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Keola.
It's now easier for voters in California to update their registration information through Election Day. A new law allows voters to change their party preference or update their address by filling out a short form at their county election office or voting location.
We're just training our staff as we speak, and we think it's going to make things move more smoothly.
John Tudor is the Napa County Register of Voters. He says getting staff ready for the new procedure just 2 weeks ahead of California's primary election on March 3rd will be a challenge. But the streamlined process will help reduce wait times at voting locations. Governor Gavin Newsom signed the law last week, despite vetoing similar legislation last year. A residential no-burn alert will be in effect today in the South Coast Air Basin, which includes Orange County and non-desert portions of Los Angeles, Riverside, and San Bernardino counties, officials said. Burning wood in fireplaces or any indoor or outdoor wood-burning device is prohibited while the alert is in place, according to the South Coast Air Quality Management District, the Air Pollution Control Agency for Orange County and major portions of Los Angeles, San Bernardino, and Riverside counties, including the Coachella Valley. The no-burn rule prohibits burning wood as well as manufactured fire logs, such as those made from wax or paper. The AQMD's no-burn alerts do not apply to mountain communities above 3,000 feet in elevation, the Coachella Valley, or the high desert. Homes that rely on wood as a sole source of heat, low-income households, and those without natural gas service also are exempt from the requirement. Gas and other non-wood-burning fireplaces are not restricted.
With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.